The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. Democrats in the Virginia General Assembly have reached a state budget compromise. VPM News' Jad Khalil reports on the proposal and Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's reaction.
The budget runs for 2 years, from July 1st of this year through June 2026. Details were scant at the deal's Thursday announcement, but negotiators say it, quote, keeps shared priorities on education, health, public safety, and in protecting Virginia's environment. The budget's final form is undecided, and Youngkin can veto or amend what legislators put forward.
I suspect that he will be vetoing some things. I don't know exactly what they're going to be yet.
State Senator Louise Lucas is a Portsmouth Democrat who heads the Senate's budget team.
In this whole scenario, you know that when you stand strongly against something that the governor wants, you know that you're going to lose something, so I anticipate that.
Youngkin had wanted the Commonwealth to throw its weight behind a professional sports arena in Alexandria and to cut taxes. Thursday, he said those should still be in the budget.
We cannot go back on the tax relief that we have provided to so many Virginians.
Youngkin didn't get those from the GA. The Senate also removed a sales tax exemption for digital goods, essentially raising taxes. Youngkin has 30 days to act on the proposal. Jad Khalil, VPM News.
Virginia state lawmakers kept an Alexandria Arena proposal out of a budget compromise announced Thursday. It was a major priority of Governor Glenn Youngkin. VPM News' Jad Khalil reports the legislation's failure will backdrop a confrontation between General Assembly Democrats and the Republican administration.
Youngkin gathered reporters in front of the Capitol to make the case that Virginia's support for the arena was worth the economic benefit.
I believe that the Senate is about to make a colossal mistake.
As he did, State Senator Louise Lucas watched from the Capitol steps.
Can I ask you something quick? Mm-hmm. Is he trying to pick a fight with you? Like, what's?
Oh, he can get one if he wants.
Lucas, the Senate's chief budget negotiator, opposed the arena, so much so that Youngkin went on to single her out, but not by name.
There is a broad bipartisan group of House leadership and Senate leadership that want to move forward. They're running into a single roadblock.
The governor will have 30 days to act on the budget proposal should it pass this weekend. He also has to sign, amend, or veto nearly 100 bills. Youngkin has implied that the Senate's decision will have implications for Democrat-backed legislation heading his way. Jad Khalil, VPM News.
State lawmakers voted this week to require plant sellers to label known invasive species at their stores. Here's Delegate Holly Siebold of Fairfax speaking on the House floor.
Invasives cost Virginians over $1 billion annually, and this legislation simply educates consumers so they can make an informed decision before a purchase.
The final text requires signage on all displays of state-designated invasive plants with information about alternatives. If Governor Glenn Youngkin approves the bill, which passed with mostly Democratic support, the State Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services would be in charge of enforcement. It would be able to issue stop sale orders and fines of up to $500 for unlabeled invasives. Virginia lawmakers have passed legislation to create a state-run health insurance program for paid family and medical leave by 2027. As Megan Pauly with VPM News reports, the bill now heads to Governor Glenn Youngkin's desk.
The new insurance system would pay for 8 weeks of leave for those with prolonged health issues or those welcoming a new child.
So I see what the lack of paid leave has done to my patients.
That's Dr. Shannon Weatherford, an OBGYN in Richmond who supports the bill because she's seen so many choose between necessary health care and their jobs. One person's story still haunts her. She was pregnant and needed to be hospitalized, but was also the family's sole breadwinner.
She died at work in the basement right after clocking in for her shift. I or any other obstetrician could have easily prevented this tragedy with basic and readily available health care, but what I couldn't provide her was the assurance that she and her family wouldn't be evicted from their apartment if she couldn't go to work.
Youngkin now has 30 days to either approve or veto it. Megan Pauly, VPM News.
After the City of Richmond's acquisition of Mayo Island, some planning commissioners are now inquiring about its role in the Richmond 300 Trail connectivity plans. During a presentation of the comprehensive plan at Tuesday's Planning Commission meeting, two questions were raised. Has the bridge replacement been reevaluated for bike infrastructure after investment of Mayo Island? Will the Fall Line and Virginia Capitol Trail have a connection? A quarter-acre parcel of Mayo Island is not part of the city's recent acquisition. That's privately owned and has just been listed for $1.65 million, according to Richmond BizSense. People with disabilities between the ages of 16 and 64 have employment rates about half that of peers without disabilities, and a poverty rate about twice as high. But one historic Shenandoah Valley institution is working to change that. VPM News' Henry Brannon has more.
We teach the academics, but we also teach life.
That's Pat Trice, superintendent for the Virginia School for the Deaf and Blind. She says their mission is to prepare students for life after school and enable them to be as independent as possible. In support of that, the school runs innovative programs that give students much more real-world experience than peers at a typical school get. Those include on- and off-campus work-study programs and 9-week independent living trials where students live in apartments on campus.
The students at VSTB are leaving with a plan that they can actually say, I helped develop this. This is what I want to do. I feel empowered.
The school serves students ages 2 through 22. For VPM News and WMRA, I'm Henry Brannon.
Henry's work is in partnership with Report for America. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.